Gospel of John, you know, in every gospel there's an account of the Easter Sunday morning resurrection story. I want to talk from John chapter 20. First day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark to the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and come to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came to the sepulchre. He stooping down and looking in, saw the linen lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, and came first to the sepulchre, and saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own homes. Amen. I want to talk about stay in the game. Stay in the game. It's easy to have a good attitude and pursue your dreams as long as everything is going well. Anybody can deal with Palm Sunday. Everybody loves the cheers. Hey! Everybody loves when people brag about you. But what happens when Good Friday comes? How is your attitude when everything falls apart? How is your attitude when things are difficult and when the relationship falls apart? Everything is cool when you just meet him or her and he is really romancing you and telling you how fine you are. But when he starts acting crazy, or when she starts acting crazy, real, real cray cray, what happens when you get a bad health report? You go to the doctor field, you just go to get a checkup. You're not really expecting anything negative. And then he or she says, listen, I want you to come back. I saw something. Yeah. What happens when a friend does you wrong? Somebody that you trusted, somebody that you had confidence in. What happens? How's your attitude? How's your spirit? When a friend hurt, anybody know what I'm talking about? Yes. It's easy to lose your passion when you're hurting. It's easy to lose your faith when you're hurting. It's easy. And many people are sitting on the sidelines of life because they've been hurt. Look at somebody and say, everybody's been hurt. There are people here this morning that they're nursing. They look good. They got on their Sunday meeting Easter outfit. They've been to the barbershop or the beauty parlor, but they are hurting on the inside. They got some wounds. And they're not moving forward because they're stuck in the past, and they're hurting, and they're bruised on the inside because of what they've been through. Look at somebody and say, I know I don't look like it, but I've been through something. I've been through something. And you may have a reason to feel sorry for yourself, but look at you gotta snap out of it. You ain't the only one been hurt. You can be driving well and crying at the same time. You could be dressing well and crying. You could take the midnight train to Georgia and still cry. You don't want to take the train to Georgia, you can fly down to Jamaica, that sunshiny country, and still be miserable. Do I have a witness in the house? Here's the good news. Here's the good news is God promised to give you beauty for your ashes. He promised that he would pay you back double for your wrongs. But you have to do your part. You got to do something to get out of your rut. Have you ever been in a rut? And if you're going to get double for what you've been through, you got to shake off the discouragement. And get back in the game. And that's what Easter is all about. They thought that they had knocked Christ out. You can't really understand the goodness of Easter unless you understand the badness of Good Friday. Do I have a witness? You need to know that when life tries to knock you out, it's not over until God says it's over. There's another side to this story. Do I have a witness in the house? Sometimes you got to shake it off. We all have wounds, but you can't let your loss and your health issue and your divorce make an excuse for why you're just going to sit down on the sidelines of life and you ain't never going to do nothing. No, because somebody walked out on you, you just going to quit forever. I just give up with all women. I just give up with all men. You better think that thing through. Because she was a rascal and he's a rascal. God's got some other folk. Do I have a witness in the house? It's all right for you to go through for a little while, but you got to, life is not over because of Good Friday. Easter's coming. Sometimes in life you got to play with pain. This thought struck me when I read about a football player in which one of the best players had a broken hand and bruised ribs. He was a big offensive line, and he wasn't expected to play. The trainers wanted him to sit out the game, but he wasn't about to sit out the game. He had a big cast on his arm, and he was wearing a special vest to protect his ribs. He was so bandaged up, he looked like a mommy. But a reporter asked him how he felt. He says, "It's a little painful, but I'd rather be in the game in pain than sitting on the sideline watching." If you're going to become all that God wants you to be, you can't let an injury, a hurt, or disappointment cause you to sit on the sidelines of life for the rest of your life. But every now and then, you got to say, even though I'm banged up, even though I'm hurting, even though it's killing me, I got to get myself up and get back in the game because I don't want life to pass me by. And that's what Easter is all about. Look at somebody, say, stay in the game. Got to be like Jesus. They thought they had him written off. They thought, oh, we got rid of Jesus. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. They buried him in a tomb. They thought that Good Friday was the end, but early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power. He said, guess what? I'm still in the game. He said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what those jokers knew what they were doing. You got to let go of what did not work out and get back in the game. From time to time, I'll come in and I'll see some of our old saints, a mother, or maybe an elderly gentleman. They appear like they're barely making it. They're walking, they're not as strong as they used to be. They're walking with a walker and they've been over, but many, and I ask them, well, how you doing, Sister So-and-so? How you doing, Brother So-and-so? And they say, well, Pastor, I've been sick. I've been in the hospital. They say, Pastor, I'm hurting, but I'm still here. Yeah. That's what Easter is all about. That's what Easter teaches us. It's not just about an empty tomb. It's about receiving power to go forward. It's about when I don't feel like getting up, the Lord still gives me power. It's about hurting and still moving on. It's about not throwing in the towel too soon. Look at somebody and say, that's resurrection power. It's not just about a song. It's about a power to live and to go forward in Jesus' name. Yeah. Stay in power. We need that kind of faith of the old saints. We need the kind of faith of the football player. We need the kind of faith of Jesus. I'm hurting, but I'm still here. Faithful people are determined to go through our difficulties. Faithful people know that they're going to have crosses. All of us have crosses. Your cross might be sitting next to you. You might sleep with your cross. You may have some kids that you'll cross. You brought them into this world, but they are pain in the neck. Everybody got cross. You might have a health issue. That's a cross. You may have a boss. Don't y'all dare. You may have a boss. That's a cross. But you can't just throw in the towel because you had a cross. Because look at somebody say, it's not over. Just because you got a cross, you got to press on the upward way. You got to keep moving forward. You got to experience Easter on the other side. There's always an after the cross. Came to tell you this morning, you can't let hurt and pain and a bad break cause you to get bitter. That's one thing that I like about our president. I'm talking about President Barack Obama. I don't know how he does it. I would have been done, lost my cool, and cussed somebody out. I'm just being honest. I'm not that holy. I would have been done, let it go. But I just thank God that he doesn't let that stuff get to him, at least publicly. I'm sure it bothers him, but you can't just let stuff mess you up and derail you and take you off focus. I think once it's all over, history is going to be kind to him for what he had to go through because he was a black man or because he was who he is and how people treated him in the White House. You got to stay in the game. No matter what life deals you, you have to learn to play the cards you were dealt. You may say, a friend did me wrong, but I'm still here. My business is slow, but I'm still here. People quit the church and walked out of the choir and stopped paying their tithe and stopped singing in the choir, but we're still here. We don't like coming to church, but we're still here. You need to do what Jesus did after the betrayal, after people lied on him, after the disciples betrayed him, abandoned him, denied him. He stayed in the game. That's what Easter is about. You gotta stay in the game. Stayed in the game after people humiliated. After people chose Barabbas over Jesus. You and I need to make up our minds to stay in the game. You can't just be faithful, or you shouldn't just be faithful on Palm Sunday. Anybody and everybody can stay in the game when people are cheering you. But what about when the shift? Anybody know that in life there's a shift coming? And all shifts are not positive. But those who are faithful, those who've got resurrection power, they know that they can stay in the game because God promised to supply your need. I'm hurting, but I'm here. I'm in pain. I'm still ushering. Had a bad morning this morning, but I'm still ushering. I had a bad morning in the choir. I had a bad morning on the deacon board. I had a bad morning on the pulpit. But I just stand up and take it like a man and stand up and take it like a woman. I'm still here. I will not let the devil take my joy. I'm going to stand in resurrection power because I know the Lord is able to pick me up and turn me around. Anybody can sit on the sidelines. Anybody can find an excuse to drop out, to give up on life. I'm asking you on this Easter Sunday morning to receive the staying power and stay in the game. I'm asking you to be born again in your mind, born again in your spirit, and born again in your will. And get back in the game. Maybe you dropped out. Maybe you backed up. But I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is alive and well right here this morning. And you can have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit to empower you. Because Christ was raised from the dead. He gives you and me power to live again. I was dead in my sin, but I heard the voice of Jesus speak to me. And through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, I'm alive. And I put the devil under my feet. I step on his neck because I have resurrection. But no matter how dark it appears, no matter how deep the pain, I'm asking you to receive new life in Jesus Christ. Power of a new life. And one of the best things you can do when you're hurting is go out and help somebody else. You want to get over your mess? Find a way to help somebody else. You want to sit around and mope and cry and he hurt me and I just don't know. Help somebody else. Get your mind off of your problems. And offer your pain and start helping somebody else in Jesus' name. Join a small group. Come to Bible class. Encourage somebody who's going through what you've been through. Find something to do for Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you help others in time of need, you are sowing seed of God who can change your situation. Many people here this morning, even though they look great, but if you ask them, if you had a conversation with them, even though you're looking so wonderful today, if you had a conversation with them, you say, well, how you doing? They tell you, well, to be honest with you, I'm hurting. But they say, I refuse to have a pity party. I could go there. I've been through so much. I could have a pity party. Life ain't been fair to me. You know, when somebody starts telling you how bad things are, you know, the dog don't even act right no more. The cat don't act right. You know, everything is bad. You know, most of us, we can say, hey, hold it. You think that's bad? Let me tell you about my problem, but I'm not going there. I'm hurting, but I'm coming to Christ just as I am. I'm in pain, but I'm coming anyhow because I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the power of second chances. I believe that God will make a way out of no way. So I'm hurting, I'm coming to church. Some of you are lucky enough to have retired Look at somebody and say, I'm retired from my job, but I'm not retired from life. I still got some stuff to go. I've been through a lot of stuff, but hey, my best days are not behind me. My best days are ahead of me, and I promised the Lord I was going all the way with the Master. He's not just been good till I got to be 65. He's good. He's better now than he's ever been. Been gay and all, I'm going in. Do they use Bengay anymore? I haven't seen any Bengay lately. Easter says that God can take the cross and turn it to a crown. Easter says God can take the scars and make stars. Easter says he can change ashes into beauty. Easter says he can give you a brand new life. Shake it off. Help me preach this thing. Just do this. You got rheumatism. Just shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. I know, I was looking at somebody and said, what you shaking up? Never mind, that's none of your business, but I got some stuff. Just shake it off. Quit mourning over, groping over what you lost. And quit dwelling on how who hurt you and how unfair it was. And rise up to a new life in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And when God sees you in the game, I just think that God gets excited because he knows the pain you're going through and you got the nerve to come out and worship him anyhow. I just think that makes a difference in God's life, and I think God will stop by in a special visit because you're not sitting on the sideline. You decide, I'm in the game. I just believe God will strengthen you in the game. You'll be able to get out there in the game. Somebody will say, why don't you just sit down? Can't nobody blame you after all you've been through. Can't nobody blame you for quitting the choir. Can't nobody blame you. You've been faithful and all the mess that you've gone through. Why don't you just sit down? I want you to be able to say, I come too far from where I started from. I'm hurting. I lost my husband, I lost my job, I almost lost my mind, but I decided I'm going to stay in the game. Come what may, I'm going to stay, I'm going to play. I'm going to play bandage up, I'm going to play. I'm hurting, but I know God's still on the throne. I don't like the decisions that the pastor makes sometimes, but I'm still in the game. I don't like who's singing the solo. I think I can sing it better. Took my song. But I'm going to stay in the game. I'm going to sing back up until my time comes, because one of these days, the bitch is going to come and stand in front. I don't like what they're doing in Trenton, but I'm going to stay in the game. I don't like how they're treating my president, but I'm going to stay in the game. I'm expecting a turnaround. I don't know when the turnaround is coming, but I heard somewhere that even though after Good Friday, Sunday morning was coming, and that early on Sunday morning while it was dark, that the angel of God came down and rolled away the stone. And I declare it to you, he's still able to roll away stones on this Easter Sunday. Do I have a witness in here? Here it is. I'm almost done. I want you to notice that after the trouble, after the loss, after the sickness, after the business almost went bottom up, there was a future after the pain. when you go through tough times, don't be surprised if the enemy won't whisper in your ear, "You'll never be happy again. You've seen your best days." Your best days were back there when you were a size 6. I mean, the enemy, how many know that the enemy knows how to get your attention? The best days was back there before you had little Johnny, and now you got that extra body weight. Well, I just want you to know, you got to let go of some of that negativity that Satan whispers in your ear. And God is saying to you what he said to Jesus after the cross is Easter. After cancer is healing. After the bad break, after the disappointment, there is life on the other side. There's resurrection power on the other side. There's new life on the other side. Just because you had a cross doesn't mean that life is over. Look at somebody said, life ain't over yet. If it were not for the resurrection, I'd be in trouble. But because of the resurrection. Look at somebody and say, I haven't danced my last dance. I haven't laughed my last laugh. You know some of that stuff that I've been through, and you've written my obituary saying, hey, you ain't dancing no more. You're crippled anyhow. Well, you know, I want to dance with a crippled hip. It's all right. I'm not all that good of a dancer anyhow, but if the joy is on the inside, when I think about what I've been through that did not kill me and that the God strengthened me and the Lord brought me through, I got to dance. I think it was Brooke Britton talking about, I cried my last tear. I wish I could say that. I might cry my last tear over you. I probably got some more tears to cry. If you stay in the game and don't get bitter, God will bring it. Anybody had a right to be angry, it was Jesus. After what they did to him, how they lied on him, and how they put him on a cross, and how they took him from courtroom to courtroom, and he could not find any justice. If anybody had a right to be angry, it was Jesus, but he did not let it get into his spirit.